Welcome back to the Hot Tip Heads Daily Pick Show here for Thursday, February 29th. Back with some more college basketball action here for today. Got a couple of games I want to take a look at here for Thursday's show. But before we jump into all of that, looking back to Wednesday night's results, I'm actually recording this a bit earlier before these games, so don't quite have the results for those ones. But as always, check the YouTube community tab, check the website to see the full results for those ones. And while you're over on the website, take a look at all of the computer model picks up there as well. We got college basketball action every single day. Of course, the NBA and NHL seasons going on, UFC when we got fight nights on Saturday up there, and of course horse racing picks every single day. Got the MLB coming here in a few weeks as well, so go take a look at all of that. Also, if you haven't joined the Discord server, click the link down in the description. It's 100% free to join. You can get my recommended unit size for all of my picks before the games happen and all of the other great stuff over on the Discord server. So join down below, 100% free, and let's jump into today's show. Now we start today's show out from the American East as Bryant takes on UMass Lowell. For Bryant, coming to this game is the 251st overall team in the Hot Tip Power Ranking. UMass Lowell is the 151st overall team here entering this game. Overall, for Bryant, have been fairly strong here through American East play. Obviously had that huge non-conference win over FAU very early on in the year, but coming to this game on a two-game losing streak, granted to Vermont and this UMass Lowell team at home, so not terrible losses by any means, but I think going back on the road against that team that already beat them a week or two ago could be a bit of a struggle for Bryant. Now, obviously, they've been great on the defensive end of the court, but their offense has struggled at times this season, especially just shooting the basketball, only hitting a 49.8 effective field goal percentage on the year. And while UMass Lowell is better defensively than they are offensively, they've been a strong offensive team as well, and certainly are better offensively than Bryant is, hitting a 51.6 effective field goal percentage on the year. And they come into this game on a three-game winning streak, including that win over Bryant. And the model likes Lowell once again in this game, a 9.95 favorite at home for them. The books only have it at 3.5, haven't moved off that opening number, a 13.74% edge towards UMass Lowell here in this game. And as far as American East teams go, obviously UMass Lowell and Bryant are both up there near the top, but we saw Lowell get the edge in the first game, got the win on the road. I think back home here at this game, we see a similar performance. I think it's all offense for Lowell, taking them -3.5 against Bryant. Now we jump over to the CAA for this next game as Northeastern takes on Delaware. For Northeastern, coming to this game is the 329th overall team in the Hot Tip Power Ranking. Delaware is the 252nd overall team. And really, Delaware has played strong this season. And this game's interesting because we don't normally see, you know, the last day of February, the first time two conference teams are meeting. But that's what we got here in this game. Obviously, only play each other once in the season, so it makes a little bit of sense, sure. But as far as Northeastern has gone this year, while they do come into this game on a two-game winning streak, they've definitely struggled against the better teams in the conference. And offensively, they've been all right at times, but their defense has just really struggled. One of the lowest in the entire nation, especially their perimeter defense, giving up 37.1% from beyond the arc. And while Delaware, you know, comes into this one on a two-game losing streak, you know, Charleston and Drexel, while they were at home, neither one of those are necessarily bad losses, and they are going to have a huge advantage on the defensive end of the court in this game. Their perimeter defense has just looked leaps and bounds better than Northeastern, only giving up 31.5% from beyond the arc. And the model does like this Drexel team at home, a 9.07 favorite for them at home in this game. As far as the odds go for this one, we opened at 5.5, haven't moved from that number, still a 6.54% edge towards Delaware here in this game. And I like what I've seen out of Delaware despite the two-game losing streak coming into this one. I think going up against this Northeastern team, who has struggled a little bit on the road at times this season, could prove some difficulties once again. I think the Delaware defense does enough to cover this spread, taking them -5.5 here against Northeastern. Now we jump out to the Big West for the final game on today's card. UC Irvine takes on Cal State Northridge. For Irvine, coming to this game is the 171st overall team in the Hot Tip Power Ranking. Northridge, the 224th overall team. Overall for this Northridge team, while they come into this game following the win over Cal State Fullerton in their last one, they've been right around 500 for a lot of conference play. Have looked better on the back end, but they're 9-8 coming into this game. Have struggled at times on the offensive end of the court, but their defense has played really well, only giving up a 48.1 effective field goal percentage. And really the key for Northridge all season long has been to push tempo, get up and down the court, and rely on that, defense to make some stops. Now, granted, the UC Irvine defense is also very good, only giving up a 46.1 effective field goal percentage on the season. And they did get the win over Irvine in the first meeting here at home earlier in the year. It was a 5-point victory in that, but nonetheless, Irvine, we have seen struggle at times this season. But like I said, have looked better in the second half of the season, and the model does like them at home in this game. A small favorite, a 1.45 favorite at that. But the books actually making them the dog at home, a 7.5-point underdog coming into this game, a 19.99% edge towards Cal State Northridge here in this game, which is exactly where I'm looking at here for this one. I really like what I have seen out of this Cal State Northridge defense. And they did get the win in their last game. I've had some struggles at times. They've been playing better basketball. They played Irvine close in the first meeting, and I think they cover this spread. I'm taking Northridge plus the 7.5 here in this game.